This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
The Bank of Canada surprised the markets last week with a greater than expected interest rate increase of 1%, bringing its benchmark overnight rate to 2.5%. The market was expecting a 75 basis point increase, similar to what the U.S. Federal Reserve had done in June. Nonetheless, the Bank of Canada is standing firm on its inflation-fighting stance, which is entirely in line with their core monetary policy function of aiming to keep inflation low, stable, and predictable. The 1% move, though, is bold and suggests the bank may be front-loading interest rates early in case they need to cut at some point in the near future. With the 1% move, the bank announced its presence with authority, which begs the question, how much is the Bank of Canada willing to risk a recession in order to bring inflation down to its target? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of July 17th, so listen on as we navigate the living market. Monetary policy and inflation targeting is far from an exact science. It's like filling a bathtub between hot and cold water to try and get the perfect temperature. If the water is too hot, you need to cool things down. If it's too cold, you need to heat things up. At this point in time, the Bank of Canada is trying to cool things down. But the 1% move may be more akin to dropping an ice block into the tub. We don't know how cool things are going to get. With monetary policy, the full effect of interest rate moves usually are with a delay of 6 to 18 months. We know inflation is too high in this country. For the month of June, inflation came in at 8.1%. This was better than the expected 8.4%, but still higher than the 7.7% in May. So this is a good news, bad news story. The modestly lower report for June could be a sign that inflation is peaking. But at 8.1%, the Bank of Canada isn't done with its rate hikes. Expectations are for the Bank of Canada to get to 3.5% by year end. So what motivated the larger than expected move? Well, the unemployment rate sits at its lowest level at 4.9% since Statistics Canada started recording it in the 1970s. The Bank of Canada perhaps believes that the Canadian economy can withstand slower growth and modestly higher unemployment to help bring inflation down. Additionally, as mentioned in past episodes, the Canadian dollar sits much lower than what fair value to oil prices would suggest. Higher interest rates may attract more foreign buyers to Canadian bonds, pushing up the loonie's value and lowering import prices. The other side to rising rates is the potential negative impact to the housing market, though. Residential investment, which includes renovations, resale costs, and new construction, has been growing as a percentage of the Canadian economy over the last number of years. As of the first quarter, it represented 13% of GDP and contributed a third of overall economic growth. As financing and mortgage rates move higher, housing prices have recently been moving lower. The average sold price in Canada is down 18.5% from its February high. We are likely to see housing activity, including construction, continue to slow as the Bank of Canada pushes on with its higher interest rates. There's a fine line here, though. Go too far and you risk pushing the economy into a recession. I don't believe that is the bank's intent, but I do believe that they may be comfortable with weaker economic growth as collateral damage. And it may be centered around housing. Now, the good news is this doesn't change our more optimistic view on the S&P/TSX Composite Index over the next 12 months. The Canadian stock market is not the Canadian economy. But it does bear watching to see how far the Bank of Canada is willing to go before they pivot. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.